Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the concept of partnering with God to bring his kingdom by using the analogy of a farmer scattering seeds. Today's Bible verses are from Mark chapter 4, verses 26 to 28. He said, "This is how it is with the kingdom of God. It is as if a man were to scatter seed on the land and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He knows not how. Of its own accord, the land yields fruit, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the grain is ripe, he wields the sickle at once, for the harvest has come."
Jesus shares this incredible parable of a farmer, and he's out on his land, scattering seeds all over the place. It's just an ordinary day, nothing out of the ordinary. After he's done, he goes about his daily routine, sleeping and waking up, day in and day out. And you know what happens next? Those seeds start sprouting and growing, all on their own, without the farmer even knowing how it happens. The farmer did his part by planting the seeds, putting in his time and effort. But here's the thing, he can't take credit for the growth. No, that part is all up to God. Only God has the power to turn that seed into a thriving plant. It's a partnership between the farmer and God. The farmer does what he can, and God does what he does best, making things grow. But here's the interesting part. The farmer may not fully understand the whole process. He knows some of the ins and outs, but it's still kind of a mystery to him. Yet, despite not knowing all the details, he has faith. He believes in the process, even if he can't see it or explain it completely. It's like a trust fall with God, where you just have to let go and have faith that he will take care of the rest. And you know what? The same principle applies to the kingdom of God. We, as humans, have our role to play. We work hand in hand with God, partnering with him to bring his kingdom into the world. But here's the thing, the real work, the growth, the transformation is in God's hands. We can't force it or control it. It's all up to him. So let's embrace this idea of partnership with God. Let's do our part, planting those seeds of truth, love, and hope in the world. And let's trust in God's ability to bring growth and transformation in ways that perhaps we may not fully understand. It's about surrendering control and having faith in the process. Just like the farmer, we do what we can, but ultimately, it's up to God to make things grow. We can't take credit for it, and we shouldn't try to force it. It's a beautiful collaboration between us and God, where we work together, each playing our part. So as we go about our lives, let's remember the farmer and his seeds. Let's be diligent in planting the seeds of goodness, kindness, and compassion in our relationships and the world around us. And let's trust in God's ability to bring about growth and transformation in his perfect timing. In conclusion, the mystery and wonder of growth are not ours to fully comprehend. Our part is to faithfully plant the seeds, trusting that God will make them thrive and flourish. It's a partnership with God where we surrender control and have faith in his amazing power to bring about growth and transformation. So let's continue planting those seeds and trusting in God's ways, knowing that he will do his part in making them grow.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the profound message shared through the parable of the farmer and the seeds. Just as the farmer scatters seeds with faith and trust, we too seek to plant seeds of truth, love, and hope in the world around us. Help us to understand that while we play a part in sowing these seeds, it is ultimately you, God, who brings about growth and transformation. Give us the wisdom to surrender control and trust in your perfect timing and plan. May we embrace the partnership with you, knowing that our efforts combined with your divine power can create miracles. Guide us as we strive to live out your will, and may our actions reflect your love and grace. In your name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us today as we reflected on the beautiful message of partnership with God in sowing seeds of faith. As we part ways, let's remember to share this message of hope and trust with others, knowing that God's power is at work in all things. May you go forth with faith and confidence, trusting in God's ability to bring about growth and transformation in your life and in the lives of those around you. May his blessings be upon you, guiding you each step of the way. Until we meet again, may peace and grace be with you always. Farewell, and God bless.